Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon and welcome to a very special Veterans Day edition of the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots right around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton, co-host Hollywood is out on assignment, but we're both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. It's a pleasure to be broadcasting from the beautiful battleship USS Alabama here on beautiful Mobile Bay. As I mentioned, Veterans Day is just around the corner next Tuesday, and we have a jam-packed show with all you need to know about the events around Mobile Bay and South Alabama for Veterans Day. We've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of our sponsors that help make this show possible. We want to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Medicare Lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and we'll have their representative, Brother Bill Clark, here with us today. And to all of our sponsors, to all of our great listeners, we could not do this without your support. Please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook, and you can always check us out on scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more info. Coming up later on SBN, as I say, we'll be joined by Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. He will get us up to speed on everything they're doing in support of Veterans Day. We'll also speak with Corrine Busby, a veteran of the Army National Guard and co-chair of the Wreaths Across America program, and the executive director of the battleship USS Alabama, retired Navy Commander Mark Fields. What an awesome gentleman. I love being able to interview this gentleman. And they'll all join us here on to discuss the Veterans Day's events in the Mobile Bay Area. But it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Ms. Genevieve Harris with the battleship USS Alabama. Genevieve, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for all that you do for our veterans, not only aboard the battleship, but as one of the executives or super working people from the Veterans Commission.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me. I tell you, it's just a blessing to be involved in all of these events. And as I was saying to Ms. Busby there a while ago, you know, to sit here in the ward room and to know all of the decisions and all the action that took place in this room during all of the wartime of World War II with the USS battleship. It's just unbelievable. I get kind of cold chills thinking about it, all the stuff that's happened in this room.
Yeah, it's very moving to be in this room. And it just is. It's like you're reliving it in some sense.
Yes. You know, and then here we are. We're promoting the Veterans Day events that we have in celebration of what all of these great people that sat in this room did during their period of time in World War II.
Yes.
And without what they did and what this battleship did, we might be speaking a different language and marching to different music than what we listen to now.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Yes, it is just unbelievable. But this battleship is such an awesome venue to start with, and we're so blessed to have it in the Mobile area. You know,
yeah, it's yeah. a staple here. In
I wouldn't want the battleship to be in Tuscaloosa on the river up there somewhere. You know, but being here in Mobile Bay, it's just awesome, and y'all do an unbelievable job, and the your commander is doing a great job as well now. You know,
yeah, he's been here almost a year.
What an awesome gentleman too. He's, you know, we're so blessed to have him. Give us a little insight on about some of the things that are happening here on the park in November.
Oh, yeah. So this weekend we have the rugby fall invitational where, you know, that's always a fun, aggressive game. That
it's too much for me.
That we have. It'll be from 8 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. And then we have the Battleship 12K, which is a 12K race that honors our military which is always a moving race to see as well, and that will start at 8 a.m. on November 16th. And then coming up in our last Living History Crew, which is in December, so it's going to be fun.
Hey, that's all right. That's
I know. This month's going by so fast.
I know. It's just, well, we have so many things that are going on, you know, here in November and all, and then this one is occurring on December the 6th, and y'all have really got that perfected. That is an awesome event for the people that are still love our veterans and are interested in seeing what they did in World War II and all, and what this battleship did and how it was utilized.
Yeah, and it's fun to see our reenactors dress up that day in those actual uniforms and make you relive what was actually going on. And so having kids there to see that is also, you know, they get so, you know, enamored by what's going on, and I think it really opens their eyes to
I think so too. I know that you know, a lot of the kids that see it have a lot of different a lot better attitude about what happened you know, in World War II, and then maybe all the things that our veterans have done and produced over all the other conflicts that we've had since then, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we love about what we really try to do here at the park, is honor our veterans.
Well, you have, and the wife and I were speaking about it when we came in this morning, you are always getting new pieces of equipment, you know, different new airplanes and new types of amphibious equipment, Army, Marines, and Navy, Coast Guard, and all the branches of service. So it's, if you haven't been here in a year, you'll be surprised at all the new equipment that is available now and the new history that's here. You need to come back.
Yeah, you need to come back probably every year because there's something going on.
Well, y'all continue to add to your displays, and that makes it such an awesome event there.
Yeah, you get a whole bunch of compliments on how well-kept the ship is and exhibits that we have, and people really enjoy coming back here. We have some people that come every year.
Now, well, you would think you guys have hundreds of people keeping this facility up.
No, it's a small staff. So.
It's not necessarily true. You've got an awesome staff that works real hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, our staff is amazing here. Yeah. It really take pride in keeping up with her.
Well, I noticed this morning when we were coming in, they were painting the chains.
Oh, yeah.
They're painting the chains on the entrance out there. I'm going like, hello? Come on. Yeah, this is like Navy here. You know, the commanders, he's full force. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, when things are shut down. And, you know, it's like when the Chinese say, no business, paint counter. You know? So I think that carried over into our Navy guys, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Get your paintbrush and your chippers out. Let's get this place squared away. If, you know, well, we just painted that. Oh, yeah, but you need to get clear that up, and let's do it again this week.
You can never paint enough.
No, you never get enough paint. But that's what keeps it here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this could be considered a rust bucket if it wasn't probably taken care of, because it's all steel.
Awesome.
Steel rust. Steel is exposed to the weather. Yeah. But y'all do a beautiful job.
Yeah, our maintenance staff really keeps it up.
They do keep it up real nice. The other thing that's really unbelievable, as you say, is all of the planes and facilities that you have.
Oh, yeah.
They're all perfect. They go back to the original colors.
Yeah.
And the original paint, and even the original paint that was used. Mm. They're going, you know, they are able to go back in most occasions to the paint suppliers and give those federal Navy specs and all. And they can still produce that same paint.
Yeah. We have a staff, a person that goes and researches and paints all our aircrafts here, and he's amazing. So
this is not, and this is the thing that people need to realize. This is all factual. This is original. It's not make-believe. This is not Disney World.
It's real life.
It's real life. Well, there's a lot of events going on here at the battleship, and you need to make sure that you partake of all the events that's going on here. We'll get into more depth with that in a little while. I'm with Mr. Genevieve Harris. We appreciate it, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Tom.
All right. And as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens when we turn on Scuttlebutt.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Firing the shots right around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. If you'd like to listen on demand, you can always catch us on the FM Talk 106.5. Drop the period in there now, 106.5 with no dot, 106.5 app for your smartphone. And my tirades are up on castbox.fm if you need to get your blood pressure up a little bit. And it's always a privilege to be joined on SBN by a great patriot and supporter of our veterans, Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Bill, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans, brother.
Well, thank you for having me. I tell you, I wish your listeners could see where we are right now.
Isn't it a hoot?
Yeah, I'm telling you, sitting in the war room of the USS Alabama, and that's not on the tour. I mean, everybody gets to see this. I'm just overwhelmed at history being made in this room that I'm sitting in right now. That we need to honor those lives.
We do. We do.
You know, I read once where you can determine the civility of a nation by how they treat their dead.
Amen.
And here at Serenity, we want to always honor those that have gone before us, especially those that have served this nation and have become one of the greatest citizens this nation's ever seen. Those that have defended this nation with Amen. Their blood, sweat, and tears, and life.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you take the country of Russia, and everybody talks about how great they are and all. When their veterans come back, they're not recognized. They call it a purple orchid. Hmm. And then the graves are not identified. The coffins are not identified. They consider them waste.
Yeah, just a number.
It's just a number. They don't even record the number. Hmm. It's they don't record the people that have lost their lives trying to salvage their country, even though they might not be in accord with their thinking, you know, and the way they want the country to go. We see that happening in our country right now. But, you know, all that will work out.
Yes.
Because America has got a lot of good people in it. And they got a lot of good people that's worth fighting for. And that's one of the things that sometimes I say when people say, well, we appreciate your service. I said, there's still some good people in America worth fighting for.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we as veterans, we do that.
I've got to believe that.
Well, there are. And the majority of the people in America, they're good people. And they want the right things for the right reasons, you know. And for their kids and for their future kids, grandkids and the other relatives on down the road and all.
Yes.
But, you know, at the same time, we appreciate all that the Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens does and the fact that you guys have made a significant inventory out there for our veterans to be recognized as veterans.
Yes. You know, at Serenity, we still honor our veterans by providing them a free grave space.
And how many people realize that, you know?
Well, you know, those that we come in contact with, obviously.
Right.
But I do want families to know that their loved one, especially their veterans, will be held at the most upheld at the most honor that can be bestowed upon them. We want to make sure they are able to receive their military honors ceremony at the gravesite. Of course, the flag, the VA marker. So there's a lot of things that that we can do for our families to honor these veterans.
Well, you're more so at Serenity than we see at a lot of the other cemeteries. We at the P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League, we do a lot of veterans' funerals. Mm-hmm. We fire the weapons, you know, in the volleys. We also fold the flags. We present the flag to the family. And what we see occurring at Serenity seems to be on a different level than what we see at some of the other funerals directions that we have across the Southeast. And we've worked within a 50 to 75 to 100-mile radius of the Mobile area. So we've been in and out of a lot of funeral homes. Mm-hmm. But you guys are doing a good job, dog.
Well, I appreciate
and I want to
that.
Say on the air, as a veteran, as a Marine, thank you. God bless you for what you're doing.
Tom, that means a lot coming from you because you have our utmost respect and everything.
We see a lot of it. So when you've got a lot of new events coming out there, events that you're going to host, what do you have planned?
Well, this Saturday, November the 8th, starting at 9 o'clock, we will have the Flags Across Serenity. It is being it's spearheaded by American Legion Post 250, and we have Corrine to speak with us here in just a moment to fill in the gaps of some of the finer details.
Well, a veteran as well.
Absolutely. Thank her for her service. But we'll go into a little bit further when we talk to Corrine here in just a minute. But just kind of a rough overview. We're doing the Flags Across Serenity this Saturday at 9. And then on December the 13th, we will be hosting at Serenity Memorial Gardens the Wreaths Across America. Again, American Legion Post 250 is spearheading that. And so it's an exciting time for us to, you know, as the holiday season approaches, it makes you mindful of things that we are grateful for. And to be able to honor these great Americans, that in itself is rewarding enough for us.
Well, you know, we're recognizing them as often as we can, and especially by being able to put that flag over. You know, a lot of people don't stop to realize. I mean, I made a remark to my wife this morning. I saw a flag being flown on the back of a truck. I appreciate the guy flying that flag, but the flag was tattered and dirty.
Yeah.
And that was the exception that I took about what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we don't disgrace our flag. Without a flag, we don't have a country.
Right.
And when we went to war, we fought for that flag, under that flag. Our battleship, all of our naval ships and all, fought under that flag.
Well, the flag is a symbol of unity that every American can appreciate.
Sure.
You know, whether you're Alabama or Auburn or Mississippi State, no
makes any difference. We're all Americans.
We're all Americans. All right. And that one piece of cloth there symbolizes us as a great nation, as a symbol
of
unity.
It's our symbol of unity, yeah. Well, can anyone help place the wreaths when they do that?
Oh, absolutely. We want as many volunteers as possible to share that satisfaction of being able to honor that veteran.
That flags and that flag day and the wreath day with all that either they could work on either one of those.
Absolutely. Okay. We want as many people, like I said, to experience this. Okay. And to come back again next year.
Well, when Ms. Busby gets on in a little while, we'll try to get into more depth of that because we'll have a little bit more time with her to do that. So, what time will all this get these events get started?
9 o'clock on both events.
9 o'clock and,
Saturday, this coming Saturday, November the 8th.
Not dark 30, but
not dark
light 30.
and then, of course, December the 13th, also 9 o'clock.
Okay. Now, what is the address to Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens?
The address of the funeral home is 8691 Old Pascagoula Road. The cemetery is just slightly past the funeral home, and you'll turn left on Serenity Gardens Road, and you'll see the entrance to the cemetery.
I noticed I was by there the other day at another, going to see one of my brothers that is going through some difficulties at this time, and we drove by there, and it just it is well kept.
Well, thank you.
And it looks awesome, and you guys are doing an unbelievable job. We appreciate that.
We have a great crew that, you just can't overload their wagon. They'll find a way and do it in a cheerful manner. So we're very blessed to have a great staff.
All right. Well, enough phone numbers and all?
Sure.
You guys make pre-arrangements?
Absolutely. We do that every single day.
And if a veteran comes out there, if you don't have his DD-214, what they going to do?
Well, we can help obtain that DD-214 for them.
Awesome.
And that way,
y'all will do that.
Several copies. We can keep a copy, give you and your family copies so that it's right there at your fingertips.
So if a family of a veteran now is maybe looking for an event down the road that they're not happy with, but they know they've got to handle, they don't have that proper paperwork, would it behoove them to go ahead and come out and see you guys and make some pre-arrangements?
Absolutely, because we see this quite often where the family cannot find, daddy had his own bookkeeping system. They can't find the discharge. So, yes, it is so beneficial to have that and make copies. Give it to several different family members so that anyone would have access to it.
What pertinent information do they really need to present you with?
Well, that discharge will allow us to obtain the military honor ceremony to reach out to that branch of service, also to obtain the flag, to obtain the military VA marker.
Okay, awesome. Well, as I say, it behooves our veterans and our veterans' families to get with you guys and make some pre-arrangements, make sure you got all your paperwork. You're not going to have the attitude and the mental stability to handle all this when it gets down.
Right. It's best to have all this taken care of. Sure is.
All right. Phone number? How do you get to
251-653-4781. Our website is serenityfuneralhome.com.
All right. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
We
appreciate you working with our veterans group. And you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, co-chair of the Wreaths Across America Project, Army veteran Corrine Busby, when we return to the scuttlebutt.
Off nature's land, trained in combat, hand to hand.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
I must master it as I must master my life. Without me, my rifle is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots right around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. We want to thank the folks that helped make the show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine lawyers at the law firm of Garberg at Kimberly, AFS Foundation and waterproofing specialist Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's Jewish Eatery, the waterfront restaurant at number one Yacht Club Drive, and the Charlie Wilson Agency, as well as the Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, which was just represented here by their director, Brother Bill Clark. It's a pleasure to be joined on SBN by the co-chair of the Reach Across America Project, Army veteran Corinne Busby. Corinne, welcome to SBN and thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service and thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board here because y'all are really having an unbelievable event going on. Give us a little quick synopsis of your but being a National Guard, you don't think National Guard does anything.
No, I was I joined in 1995 when I was 17 as a senior in high school, and then I went to basic training the next year, 96, after I graduated. But the National Guard does a lot between helping at home during hurricanes and disaster relief. We were deployed in 2003 to Kuwait, the area's 161st Area Support Medical Battalion. We were in the first wave that went in January of 2003, and we stayed for a year.
Awesome. Yes, that's unbelievable. To be involved in all that. You know, people say National Guard, well, hell, they don't do nothing. You know, they don't go nowhere. They don't do nothing, you know.
Yep.
But that's not really true. That's one of the reasons I wanted to bring that out is because you guys and gals, y'all are our second front.
Yes.
You know, to be there for. And the idea, too, is when we join the service, it doesn't make any difference what branch of service it may be. We really have no control over what we do or where we go. You know, all the time that I spent in my Marine Corps days back in the 50s, I didn't go overseas, but I happened to be involved with what was the first atomic weapon that the Marine Corps had. So my training and my clearances wouldn't really let me, you know, they couldn't just ship us out every 6 months. Because we had to come back through all that training and get all the clearances to do that. So, you know, we don't have any control of what we do. We're there, but I'm extremely proud to know that you were involved in the National Guard and what you did. So the next big thing that you're doing, you're working with the Reach Across America. Give us a little insight on some of that.
Well, Reach Across America means a lot to me. Although I didn't, and our unit didn't lose anybody while we were over and deployed.
That's a blessing.
But knowing that there are other service men and women out there among all the branches.
Sure.
You know, we need to honor them.
Amen.
And with our service and standing by them in war and in peace, I feel led to honor those veterans who have fallen.
Amen.
So.
Well, that goes back to they had no control over what they were supposed to do or where they went. But they did stand there, and they took the oath. They raised that right hand, and they gave their life to this country, without a closing on their contract.
Yes,
because once we sign up like that, you know, I was called back. You know, after I'd completed all my time, I was called back to go back in service. You know, but it just happened I was married and had a kid and had completed 6 years. They said, oh, okay, you can go back home. I said, thank you very much. So they were fixing to send me to Vietnam, you know.
Yeah, so our organization does. We place the wreaths during Christmas time on the veterans' graves out at Serenity Memorial Gardens.
What dates now is this?
We will be there on December the 13th, starting at 9 a.m.
Okay.
We have a total of 1,411 wreaths at this point,
really? Okay.
As of today. We have been fundraising all year. In fact, our Flags Across Serenity ceremony, which will be this weekend to lay flags in honor of the veterans at Serenity at 9 a.m. on November the 8th, we actually sold the flags for $2 a piece, and every dollar we earned on the flags went to purchasing wreaths to put out at Christmas time. And so we're going to get to honor them twice. It's a very humbling and honoring experience.
Well, and that's one of the things that we find about some of our local events that we have here is when you help one of our local charity events, 100% of the money goes to that because everybody that's working in all these events are volunteers. So it's not like some of our humongous charity events where, you know, 18 to 25% of it's pulled off of the top for advertising and marketing and management of that charity. So when you do support our local events, all of that money goes, period, to that. As you know, and I've, one of the reasons is I work with it so close because I don't mind You know, I don't mind spending a dollars, you know, whether it be 20, 30, 40, 50, or 100, when I know that all of that's going to that project.
Yes.
It's not fattening somebody's, you know, meal tickets and paying gas for them to run up and down the highway somewhere. So
that's right.
What you guys are doing is unbelievable. And in the mission of your Flags Across Serenity, how's that actually work?
Well, we're hoping we'll have a lot of volunteers come out.
You are asking for volunteers.
And we are asking for volunteers to come out. We have 1,500 flags to lay out on Saturday.
Can kids be involved in this?
We would love. The earlier they start learning about veterans and the history of the military, the better it is.
Amen. I'm on that page.
The best part about it, though, is the families of the veterans that are buried out there. And this is something that really tugs at my heart. When last year when we did our wreath ceremony, some of the families came out, and as they were laying their wreaths and saying the veteran's name, and they stepped back, and we got to get to hear stories of their veteran.
Yeah.
And they brought them to life for us.
Yes.
And it helps the families remember.
Sure.
And know in their hearts that their veteran and their sacrifice was not forgotten.
Right. Well, it helps them get through the holidays too.
Yes, it does.
Know, with the loss of that relative. And then, you know, and so any family or family and children all can participate. So that would anybody in the public can get involved in all of that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What response do you get from these veterans' families? What have you seen?
Like I said, we see them crying over the graves. They talk about their veteran out loud, speak their name. Tell us the stories. Tell us, you know, about their veteran service, and just bring them to life.
That's
right
good.
There.
That's good.
At Serenity.
They need to get that mental release.
And it is a powerful thing to watch, and then to watch the children come out alongside the grandchildren of some of the veterans, and sometimes even the great grandchildren.
Sure.
In fact, my children, their great grandfather, both of them served in World War II. And so I've had them out there every year and teaching them about veterans. Mm-hmm. And so just watching the children grow and watch and learn the stories of their history.
Yeah. But now, so you are in dire need of volunteers and veterans' families.
Oh, yes.
Well, how can they contact you? What do they need to do?
Well, we have a Facebook page. It's long now, so get ready. It's Wreaths Across America, American Legion Post 250, Serenity Gardens. So, generally, if you type in Wreaths Across America and at least get, or American Legion Post 250 will show up in the search on Facebook. So,
all right. Would you prefer that they go through the Facebook area?
Yes, because we use our personal cell phones and stuff. So,
right. Well, here you go again. You're all volunteers.
Yes, we're all volunteers. And so our first primary contact is through the Facebook page. And then Catherine, our chairman, she will disseminate to which person on the board can help the veteran or the veteran's family or the volunteers who want to come out and guide them. And we'll get them all the information they need.
What about the people that are not going to get involved with the Facebook? Can they just show up?
They can just show up.
What day and what time?
November 8th at 9 a.m.
November 8th, 9 a.m. at Serenity Funeral and Gardens?
Yes.
So that's on Old Pascagoula Road?
Yes.
All right. Pleasure to have you on board, and appreciate
Thank you.
Your service.
I
God
appreciate
bless you.
Your service. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate what you're
me.
Doing. Yes. And for more information, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. On the other side of the break, the executive director of the battleship, retired Navy commander, Mark Fields, my friend and buddy.
From the halls of Montezuma over to the shores of Tripoli, we invite our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bull can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters.
Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio program of Voice of the Veterans for Veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton. Cal Walters is on sucker's AWOL. Let's admit it. A couple of old Marines, just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and with the fighting spirit to keep it. And a very happy birthday to all of my fellow Marines out there. You don't look a day over 249. Bye-bye. Hoorah. And it's a privilege to be joined on SBN by retired Navy commander and the executive director of the USS Alabama, Mark Fields, commander. Thank you for your service, and thank you for having us here on the show. But let me ask you a question. Here we are. We're fixing to have our 250th. Y'all older than us.
We are, just
y'all
by a few weeks.
The Navy's already had theirs, baby.
October 13th.
We'll always be behind, won't we, sir?
No, not at all. We're all on the same team. First of all, thank you for what you do. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Amen, brother. Happy birthday to the Navy. Y'all the best Uber drivers we ever had.
And we're happy to give you a ride.
Yeah, because I get tired swimming.
But, again, what an amazing day. As we were talking just before we came back on, what an amazing program today.
Well, thank you, sir.
Great information for all.
Well, this is and one of the reasons that Sean enjoys doing his show here is because he gets a chance to reach a different group of people that listen to his show every day, and where we just come on here, you know, like 9 or 10 times a year.
Right.
With the battleship, and we're working with the Scuttlebutt Network of Voice of Veterans for Veterans, and but it's a distinct pleasure with both of us to get this information out to our listeners, you know, and we basically reach a different audience by having this in the daytime like this. But now this show will also be replayed tonight at 8 o'clock.
That is awesome. Just to be able to have, you know, this type of medium to be able to reach many people with a good message.
We're the only one on the coast that is doing this, and we're blessed, and thanks to Sean Sullivan and the fine group at 106.5 for making this available to us and to our listeners and to all of our people that are involved with it. I mean, how else are we going to get the story out about all of the unbelievable things that you guys do at the battleship?
I cannot believe I'm finishing up my first year here.
I know it. Yeah, hey, you're old timer now, baby.
Yeah, I've enjoyed
you're
it.
You're an old timer here.
It's been amazing. And just to think down here in this region, how supportive this community, this area is for our veterans.
We feel like that we see more of that in the Mobile area, the Gulf Coast area, than we do in a lot of the other cities and areas. Do you find that to be true in some of the places where you've been?
I do. Now, I will say I grew up in a military environment, growing up just outside of Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. So, you know, you certainly know about all
sure,
of the
customs. Sure, if you're
in
a family, sure.
Absolutely, the customs and traditions and, you know, why we do what we do, the honoring and stopping when you hear the music and you face the music or you salute the flag.
Right.
All that was, you know, ingrained in us as young kids growing up in that community.
But you know what, Commander, everybody didn't have that privilege.
And that's why we're all here.
Everybody didn't have that privilege, you know, even though pieces of antique history like the battleship is showing that to the public where they might not have been aware of it in the past. But if they come aboard this battleship unit over here, not just the battleship, but all of the other facilities, all the other pieces that are on display, then they get a chance to see that history.
They do. And I talk.
You don't get all that out of a book, excuse me.
Oh, no, not at all. And just so that your listeners are aware, you know, here we are. We just came out of the month of September. Obviously, we're in November now. But 80 years ago, in September of 1945, is when World War II ended.
Right.
And this fantastic battleship was in those waters of Tokyo Bay during that time frame. And think of those young men, average age 21.
Right, you
know, and what this was all about. And then, of course, last month, we were very honored to have one of our Alabama crew members who had just turned a young 100 years old in September.
Right.
We had a great day at the park with him.
Sure. Well, we've got a 99-year-old Navy veteran.
We do.
That we're going to feature in our parade, on the Tuesday, at which the parade will start at 10 o'clock. And he's 99, and he said his son said that when he brings him over to the battleship, he has to just walk off and let him be. Said that he walks to a certain area aboard the battleship and said he just, he's there. He doesn't know what he's saying or what he's doing for a period of about 15 to 20 minutes, but then he'll come back and he'll say, okay, I'm ready. I'm okay now. But come to find out, he was in the Navy when he was 18 years old. He went straight overseas, became a boatsman's mate, and was, unloading troops aboard the island, the Marines.
Oh, yes.
And talking about he could get about 12 or 14 men aboard his LS little unit there. But when they had to bring the big guns in and all, they couldn't do that. They'd have only get six or seven Marines.
Right.
But he says, what I remember about the battleship said she was laying offshore, firing over our heads, softening up the area for the troops that I was landing on the beach. So, yep. I mean, who would think? I'm a Marine, but, I mean, just the idea that he was physically there in World War II.
Yes.
And would participated in that event.
And that's what's really important about what we're talking about today and what we talk about each time you and I have a chance to talk, and others. If we're talking about 16.4 million Americans that served, and all that remain are 66,000 roughly?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, then we have to stop and consider that we've lost 1,700,000 since 1775. Mm-hmm. That gave their lives for this country. And we have to remember the 82,000 POWs, the MIAs, that we still don't know where the hell they're at and what happened to them. So those figures don't creep out to the public. But veterans like ourselves know it.
We do.
Because, we've lived it and all. But let's get back to this. Flag raising ceremony gets started at 0700.
That's right. We won't call away Reveille, but we're certainly looking forward to seeing everybody for that ceremony. It'll be out at the Vietnam Memorial here near the entrance of the park.
Well, we have the distinct pleasure of raising the flags for all branches of service and our American flag for that with our Marine Corps League detachment. So I've been doing that for quite a few members. But, hey, by doing that, we remember our veterans.
We absolutely do. And, again, just another one of those special things that happen.
That starts our Veterans Day event off. And this is, as most all of these events are in the Mobile area, is sponsored by the South Alabama Veterans Council, which is an unbelievable association here.
I have said it multiple times. What a great organization that we have down here. A council, a group of different veterans organizations that all support each other.
Amen. Well, I think there's, my figures are going to be wrong, I'm sure, but there's 24 or 26 different veteran service organizations, plus hundreds of corporations and individuals that are members of that group that all work together to obtain one goal, and that is support our veterans.
Love
and
it.
Support this country. And, it's one of the rare deals is they started this type of event, and now they're picking up, starting these all over
exactly.
The United States. So that's cool. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to have that at, that'll be at 0700. Then a Veterans Day parade gets cranked off at 10 a.m. in downtown Mobile.
This will be my first Veterans Day parade down here. So
Forward
to it.
Do you have a ride?
I do have a ride.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
What you bringing out from the battleship?
I'm just tagging along with the team here. So okay. just don't leave me behind.
There you go. Well, y'all have a unit, a vehicle called the Spider?
We do.
Sometimes they bring that out.
I'm not going to confirm yet.
Okay. All right. I'll back off. I'm reading that. Then we have that at 10 a.m., and then from there we move to the Fort Whiting Auditorium.
You know, I think that it's also important to give a shout out to a group, the Mobile Area Veterans Commission.
Yes.
This is a group, again, another group that I met when I came on board, went to a few meetings out here, and this is a year-long preparation that occurs.
It is.
This isn't something that's put together in a couple of weeks.
Right. Oh, yeah. As we said, it takes them all year to do this, and they've got hundreds of people involved in this, making all of this happen. But thanks to, you know, the President Steve Carey and,
yep.
and Ms. Fran Barber, that's the Secretary. And then I think Genevieve, one of your
Absolutely.
Employees, has played a big part in that, and Phil Quigley, and all of those fine people. And we had Master Gunny on here the other day. She's handling a lot of the events, especially all of the chow and everything over there.
Yep.
But then we move back to the Parade of Flags with the fourth grade essay contest at 3 p.m. here. And the Patriotic Concert on Veterans Day is at the Battleship. That's at 7 p.m.
It's a great day of events here.
And it's just unbelievable. And Mobile Pops will play patriotic tunes to our veterans there. And it's Veterans Day, guys. We support our veterans.
Thank you so very much, Tom.
Thank you for your presence, sir. Thank you so much. All right. Well, that brings us to the close of today's edition of the Scuttlebutt Radio, the voice of veterans for veterans. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah!